Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fantasy Flight Adventure. This is a very relaxing journey, a dream, if you will. One that can feel like a simple flight of fancy. A travel through another world, a landscape that might change with every time you listen. Even though some of the places may seem familiar, it is also a world of magic and wonder. Allow yourself to get comfortable. Close your eyes and let your mind drift on my words. It is up to you if you want to let yourself go all the way down in a nice blank state while you listen, or if you prefer to be engaged in the story itself. Even though there might be no meaning, no purpose other than to fly. Could you imagine yourself sinking down into a story like that? Finding yourself in a strange room in an unknown castle. Could you perhaps imagine the walls of dark stone, torches lighting the room itself, and of course, the fantastic fabrics that make up the bed over the frame of wood. This is where we start. A place that may be familiar or may be entirely new. Either way, your body and mind can feel at peace here. Comfortable in an unknown familiarity. When you move through the room, you may even notice that the body that is moving is not quite yours. It feels light, floaty. It's as if your movements around the room are as easy as simply thinking of a direction, and your body moves there. Your ability to see, feel, hear, and experience the room with all your senses. Until you notice the window open, welcoming you to leave the rest behind. Around you, you know that the castle is full and busy. So many different parts all working together, but irrelevant for now. Oh yes, the window is a welcome opportunity to leave it all behind. For a moment you spread something that might as well be wings, and with a push you fly out of the window into the sky. And from here it's so easy to see the outside of the castle, a grand building, and yet all the people seem so small from up here. easy to fly around, to follow the road and to find a village nearby. And when you fly close to the village, exploring it, smelling the smells, seeing the sights, hearing the sounds, perhaps there is a market, people yelling. Maybe there's music. And then you notice that there's a river, because of course there is. Water is life. You can see how small boats and nets are close to the water, and the river welcomes you to follow it. With green beside you and blue above and below you, the reflection of the river allows it to be followed easily, shimmering in the landscape as you rise a little and flap those wings, pushing yourself forward, allowing yourself to leave all the other things behind. Not far from here, there's a forest growing so tall, being fed by the river. The trees are happy and healthy, and if you dive down into the forest between the trees, almost hearing them whoosh beside you as you easily and eagerly flutter between the trees, the darkness here contrasting strong with the light outside. The forest is alive, and it doesn't take long for you to find various creatures skittering away from your flight. It is easy to find them running, to follow them, to almost tease them, as you can catch up so easily. Sometimes little birds try to catch up with you, but they have no chance. Even though the forest is lush and thick, it doesn't take long for you to fly your way through and to keep following the river uphill, rising yourself a little above all the foliage. It is easy to find where the river takes you. Sometimes trees, sometimes fields, until the ground is too hard to build on. Soil gives way to rock, and rock from little pebbles to giant boulders, chasms, stone rising around you as you follow the water up, years upon years carving the stream down that you are now flying up. And it's exhilarating, isn't it? To feel the power of your wings as you fly forward. You can choose to almost graze past an edge, to fly sideways and then return back to the safety of the center, following the mountains up higher and higher until even grass fades away and the only green left is a bush or branch here and there. The landscape turns from green to sharp, contrasting dark and light, shadow, bright, snow and stone. Some of the stone is so old, while others has recently shifted. And then, of course, you notice that you're close to the clouds. The peaks of the mountain poke themselves up just a little higher, and with your wings flying through fluffy clouds, the cool of the condensating air chilling and exhilarating, as you speed up even higher, the white becomes nothing than a blinding light as the sun returns, the warmth deeply shining into you, and then finding yourself in a landscape of white, fluffy clouds stretching all around you. Here and there, the peak of a mountain still capable of reaching these heights. As you calmly, easily fly along, large birds seem to notice and join you, forming a formation around you with you leading the flight. When you dip, they follow with you. When you rise, they rise. Every movement you make is delayed and echoed in theirs. Sometimes you can dip just a little into the clouds and see them swirl with the tips of your wings. And then the others follow behind you, creating a ripple, a wave in the clouds themselves. When you fly back down, the others let you and leave you behind as they return to the mountains. Beneath you, you see a different place, a desert, desolate and empty, yet full of proof of previous life. From up here, it's easy to spot where rivers used to run, where darkness and light dotted the landscape, where sandy dunes flow up and down, betraying stone far below, and sometimes spotting things that used to be villages, ruins half buried by the sand. The hot air doesn't bother you in the least. In fact, it just makes it easier to fly, to coast on all those thermal winds. And the deserts are grand. They appear to stretch on so far, but for you, it is a mere flapping of your wings before they end. It doesn't take long to find another river, a very different one this time. You even find the spring rising up from beneath the sand, almost by magic. You follow it as it grows in strength and size. Sometimes you can fly high, overlooking the landscape from far above. Other times you can soar low and quick. next to the ground, hearing the sound of the river, the coursing of water, the chirping of crickets, the green returned, happy with the life that the liquid brings. The smells shift as well. The dry air gives way to swamp, to trees, and the river becomes wider and wider until finally you find not a village, but a city, bustling with life, the water part of their whole existence, houses, bridges, boats. It is up to you if you want to explore the town for a little while, until you notice what lies beyond it. A sea, an ocean perhaps? The harbor of the city is magnificent. It is fun to fly down, to almost zigzag between the ships, to find the many masts and sails. And the smells, all the trading creates an aura of spices, people, different cultures and creations, all coalescing together in a beautiful tapestry of story. At the same time, it is so simple yet complex, stretching on as far as the eye can see, no matter how high you fly. You can see small boats below, fishing, staying safely close to the shores. You can see bigger boats further away, daring to leave the land behind. Sometimes you reach close to one, noticing those on deck busy with keeping everything in order. Other times you simply observe from afar, and the sea stretches out, calm and beautifully, shimmering in the light, dancing in the sun. Until the waves become more rough. In the distance, you notice a gray shimmer, a shadow growing over the sea. The water itself is getting more and more restless, waves rising high and low. A storm not far from here. It doesn't take you long to reach it. Rain and thunder, lightning striking the waves, sharp snaps that seem to echo. Waves going up and down, so grand and powerful, and yet for you no more than playthings as you fly, both close and far from the waves. Lightning strikes not far from you, and yet you know you're safe. It only takes a few flaps of your wings to rise above the dark gray clouds. The gray itself seems so ominous. You can hear thunder and lightning below you, but it's difficult to see anything. Again, the cool air rushing past you, condensating on your wings, your face washed by the experience, until you finally reaches above the clouds. And suddenly everything seems so calm again. From above, the clouds are white, lit by the sun no longer obscured by others. Far, far below, you can sense the turmoil. The storm rages on, but it's far away. It doesn't affect you. You can let it go. And you fly. You pick a direction, any direction, because anything you choose is what you choose. And you fly. Your wings are powerful, your flight easy. And you continue on your adventure, flying over sea and ocean, over land and under sky. Time washing by, stars above, light of the moon, the different sounds and scents between day and night, blurring together as time seems to speed up, a blissful blur of blankness that drops deeper. And everything returning into that strange blur before we started. An unknown and yet explored. A familiar new experience. And in a moment when it is time to wake, you can carry with you all the sensations, all the feelings of the flight, the wonder and relaxation, and feel refreshed. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. Welcome back. I hope you had fun.